Hello and welcome to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. And the goal of this show is to help achievers and business owners and leaders move forward so that they can reach their potential. And I do this by interviewing just rock stars of industry. And today I have a complete rock star of a very specific industry called sales. It's the one and only Jeffrey Gittimer. Jeffrey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very kindly, Dave. This is an honor to be all the way up north, and it ain't even snowing yet.
I got to tell you, you know, you're in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm in Rochester, New York, and we have been experiencing just a heat wave. Some people are calling it global warming. Whatever it is, I'm enjoying warm weather at this time of the year. So
I don't think you need to go that far with respect to the, you know what I mean?
I gotcha. Hey, so Jeffrey, I'm so excited and honored that you're on the show. In my book and thousands and thousands, if not millions across the country, you're a rock star, and you've really helped shape the sales industry into something that used to be viewed, you know, years ago as the used car salesman selling cars like sales. And you've really, you know, created it into something that could be studied, that could be honed, and played a big part in really shaping it to be a very professional industry if done the right way. So, you know, I, for one, as a proud salesperson, thank you for that. And want to really dig into not only some of the latest and cutting edge advice you can give us when it comes to sales, but I think that there are a lot of fans here, not only in Rochester, but across the country, that have been reading your books, reading your columns, watching your videos over the years. And you just keep on going. You just keep on pumping out like new cutting edge stuff. You never slow down. It seems like every year you're bringing your game to the next level. But what I want to know is, how did this whole journey start? When did Jeffrey Gittimer like get into sales, and how did all of a sudden this industry spark for you, where you became a crusader to make it a better industry and make the people in it better salespeople?
A couple of things to comment on what you said. First of all, you happen to be an excellent judge of character, and I totally appreciate that.
Thank you.
Second of all, used car salespeople are still used car salespeople, and that's why they have that moniker, and I don't believe that's ever going to go away.
They got to read your book, you know?
Well, listen, it's too late. They already know everything.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
And but third of all, I began literally at a very young age, you know, selling candy bars door to door. I sold firecrackers and fireworks and all kinds of stuff like that when I was in the 7th and 8th grade. And in college, I sold homework, and then I made money in various ways. I worked for my dad in my dad's factory, making, you know, a wage, $100 a week. And all kinds of things happen when you begin to exert yourself. I always had the gift of gab, but I never really understood the science of selling. And I had a couple of manufacturing businesses, and I sold in New York City, where it was very difficult to make sales. I would say you had to go in creatively prepared. And so I began to study sales, and I began to study creativity. And those two things, when combined, become pretty lethal. And I was very successful as a salesperson in New York City, making seven-figure sales. And I realized that the people around me were not as smart or not as bright or certainly not as creative. So I began to write and teach sales. Writing changes everything. If I were to give one tip to your audience today, I would say wake up in the morning and write. You don't need to wake up in the morning and watch television, because it's the same damn thing.
Right.
If you want to know what the weather is, let me give it to you from November until about March, freezing ass cold. And you don't, you know, if it's going to snow or something, just look out the window. You can pretty much tell what it's going to do.
Right. Just like our grandparents did, right?
Wake up, read, wake up, write. Those are the two keys that will get you to next level. And I observe. I'm an observer. If you look at any Napoleon Hill book, he'll tell you that the power of observation is one of the 10 keys to be able to making anything better, because you look at things and you get ideas. Most people today, and I have a competitive advantage, most people are looking at their phone. And when I see people looking at their phone, I just kind of grin. I'm like, dude, why aren't you looking around? I go to Paris every year. People look at their phone instead of looking at the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
It's unfathomable to me that people just wouldn't suck in what's going on around them on an everyday basis. And when you get to your office, you can look at the phone. It ain't that important.
You know, just a little side note. So I have young kids, and we go to their plays and their musicals and their sports. And and parents are like watching these things through their phone as they take pictures and videotape them, or, you know, on their phone. And I think to myself, why don't you just watch the freaking musical with your own eyes? And like my parents did, they have great memories. Are you ever going to watch all this stuff again on your phone? Just watch it live. And people, they're watching it through their phones. And I just wonder what the impact of that is.
Well, oftentimes you go to the football stadium and you're watching the Jumbotron rather than watching the field.
Right. I know. You pay all that money, right?
Right. But listen, that's the new age and that's the new way. And you either learn about it and learn how to capture it or deal with it, or you die. Mm-hmm. So I've transitioned. I have an online learning academy. It's GittimerLearningAcademy.com. And it has hundreds of hours of my best sales stuff. Webinars, podcasts, all kinds of. I have 52 weekly lessons that salespeople or sales managers can take. All of my books are recorded. There's lessons about the books. There's all kinds of stuff about networking, becoming a trusted advisor. But we're gamifying all of the quizzes because we have found that the game is sticky and the quiz is not that sticky. We also found that I publish a weekly newsletter. It's called Sales Caffeine. Anyone can subscribe for free. And we're gamifying the quiz that's on the weekly newsletter, which is the most played thing in the newsletter. It gets all the most clicks of anything. So I know people want to try to learn new things. They want to see what is the right answer. Well, when you gamify it, if you have 100 people working in on your sales team, I can pit them against one another. So I'm going to I'm coming to Rochester. I'm going to do a public seminar. All of the stuff will be gamified. You sign in, you download the program, and now you're playing against all the people in the audience, and it's killer, killer addictive.
That is awesome. So you must, you know, so I'm thinking that you are really good at surrounding yourself with people that are just on the cutting edge of all this stuff, because this is stuff that this is hard to keep up with, all this.
Totally hard to keep up with. You. I'm not smarter than a 25-year-old.
Well, in certain areas, right? So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, true. Many, you know, I'm writing a book for millennials called Pick Up the Damn Phone, but that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, I like that. I like that title.
The challenge that anybody has is can you be current and not talk about candy bars used to be able to, you know, well, candy bars used to be a nickel. Like, dude, they're a $1.49 at the airport, plus tax, get over it.
Right, right. Hey, Jeffrey, on that note, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
All right.
Join Fox News' Brian Kilmeade weekdays from 9 to noon on 1310 WOKR.
Hi, Dave Amano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester, a gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? We can help you if you qualify. Your student loans can be taken out of default. We can stop the wage garnishments, stop the collection calls, and stop the seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and see if we can help you reduce your student loan payments. One quick 10-minute call could solve them right now. So call the Student Loan Helpline now. 800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. 800-419-2201. That's 800-419-2201. This is a fee-based document preparation service to help you access free government programs. Call for complete details. Not available in all states.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184. 800-368-5184.
Innovative Talk Radio, 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host, and I have the king of sales, Jeffrey Gittimore, today being really open and transparent about his journey and some cutting edge stuff that he's doing to make sure that everything, all of his lessons and teachings stay relevant. So still writing the column like you've been doing for how many years? 25 years plus, right?
Yeah, well, it started in 1992.
Right.
Anybody can do the math.
Yep.
March 23rd, 1992, my first column appeared in the Charlotte Business Journal.
Nice.
And I owe a lot to my column having appeared in the Business Journal because it was before the internet.
Right.
If you were not in print, you were no place. If you were not in print, you were no place.
But you were smart, so you captured your hometown at that time. I know you're really a Philly guy, but you moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and you captured your hometown.
I am a 7-1 Philadelphia Eagles guy.
Love it. Yeah. But when you moved to Charlotte, you captured that town, planted the flag, but then you expanded the column, right? I mean, you had it in how many business journals across the country?
It went all over the place. At one time, I was in 100 business journals.
How'd you do that? I mean, was it just more sales calls, calling each journal
one at a time?
Wow.
One at a time, literally.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But I will tell you this. The reason it expanded is because it became the most read thing in the papers besides the front page.
Yeah.
They would all do surveys, and it would piss off the editor that nobody would read the news. They wanted to read my column.
Right. Yep. Well, I mean, first of all, every company needs sales, so that's kind of attractive right there.
Right, and salespeople read those business journals to get leads, find out who to call, where to go next.
Right. Exactly. But you did it with a twist. I mean, you weren't your typical suit and tie, I'll say polished executive writing a sales column. I mean, you were wearing like what do you call it? Like a mechanic shirt.
I still wear it.
I love it. I mean, so you made yourself stand out a little bit from the crowd, right?
I'm a worker.
Yep.
And I roll up my sleeves and work. I worked in my dad's manufacturing factory for a long, long time. I manufactured several things myself. I was the chief cook, bottle washer, toilet cleaner, and sales guy.
Yep.
And when you're willing to do all of those jobs, all of the people who work with you or for you are also willing to do those jobs.
Yep. Yep. They follow the leader, right?
If you're an entrepreneur out there, the best thing you can do is clean the toilet.
Yep. Yeah, I had on my business card at one time, founder, CEO, and janitor, because I was taking out the garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, there's everything right with that.
Yeah.
I know many entrepreneurs who have 100 people working for them, and before they sit down at their desk, they've said hello to every single one of them every single morning.
Yep. Management by walking around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, you know, there is a Sicilian phrase that says the fish rots from the head down. And I think the reverse is true, too. You see a good leader, and there goes the rest of the organization. They're inspiring by the character and by the example, and they say, all right, well, that's what I want to be like.
Yeah, my boss isn't hustling. Why should I?
Right, right.
And vice versa, my boss is hustling. I better hustle.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure your team sees you walk in the office, and their game is on, right? Because they know that your game's on.
Yep. And I think that's a very important part of any business. How are you perceived by your employees? Because everyone's looking up.
Yep.
And if your employees walk by your office and they say, is he in a good mood today? You're in trouble.
Yep.
You're in total trouble.
Yep.
It amazes me the businesses that have leaders that are bitter.
So you may know a guy named George Nadoff, who was the guy behind Boston Chicken and some other brands. And
Yeah.
And so the guy's like, I don't know, he's like almost 90, I think, and he's still doing new businesses. But I saw him speak about 10 years ago at an EO event, and he said exactly what you're talking about. He goes, I don't care how bad the business is or how bad a mood you're in. You walk in with a pep in your step, smile on your face. You tell them like it is. I mean, if business is bad, you tell them, but you also inspire them to say, you know, we're amazing and we're going to get through this. But you do it with energy and a smile. And he goes, I don't care how bad it is. And I remember that forever. You always have to be the most positive person in the room if you're the leader.
If you go to a Chick-fil-A or you go to a Burger King, the contrast is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
At Chick-fil-A, people are actually friendly. At Burger King, they don't really care.
Right.
And the Chick-fil-A people are following the lead of that Chick-fil-A owner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy who, you know, and here's what you know about Chick-fil-A. Three words. Everybody knows the words. Closed on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many times it's Sunday and you want a Chick-fil-A and you can't get it because it's shut.
Right.
I have an 8-year-old daughter and she's a Chick-fil-A person.
Yeah.
I don't know why she likes the French fries. I'm not a big Chick-fil-A person other than in the morning when they have those little nuggets and those little biscuits. They're like addictive.
Right. I like their ads that say eat more beef, the chicken holding the sign, eat more beef or something. Right.
Right, exactly. Anyway, everyone's known for a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Geico thing, the Capital One thing, what's in your wallet.
Yep.
They have slogans, and those slogans are very sticky. And they're mimetically performed. It's a science. Mimetics is a science. They know how many times they have to repeat things go better with Coke until you own it and you'll never forget it.
Right. Yep.
And that's how advertising agencies work. They put the brand in your head until you can't get it out of your head.
Yep. Yep. I remember as a kid, Winston tastes good as a cigarette.
Correct. Exactly.
And then my favorite was Ancient Chinese Secret.
Exactly. No, Maxwell House Coffee, good to the last drop. And there's a pretty good piece of trivia that goes along with that. The Maxwell House Coffee lady was... Ooh.
The Maxwell House Coffee lady was
The Wicked Witch from Wizard of Oz.
Oh my God, is that right?
Margaret Hamilton.
I guess I never made that connection. You're right.
Totally classic.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
You know, people's careers evolve, and she goes from the rottenest person on the planet to the nicest person on the planet.
Right. Right. Interesting. So there's hope.
Yeah. Now, for salespeople, let me throw some advice at the salespeople before I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have an online presence, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you walk into a sales call, the customer, as you're walking in, the prospect, as you're walking in, is Googling you.
Yep.
Not the company, not your product. They're Googling you, Bob Smith, Mary Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever pops up, that's your fate.
Yep.
You can no longer walk in and say, hey, let me tell you a little bit about our business. They don't care. You have to prepare yourself in terms of the customer or you're toast.
Yep.
So my biggest recommendation would be mail your customer your boring slide deck or your pitch a day before you go there and say, listen, here's my boring sales pitch. I'm going to be spending my hour talking about you, your business, and your needs.
Yeah.
I'm bringing a few ideas with me.
Yeah.
That guy will welcome you with open arms. Or you can walk in with your slide deck and say, where can I plug my computer in? Because I have a bunch of slides that I want to bore the hell out of you with.
So true. And that seems to be the standard. Well, I remember a column you wrote years ago. We were talking about a sales guy that, he got about halfway through his slide deck and the customer was ready to buy, but the salesperson wouldn't let him buy yet because he wanted to finish his darn slide deck.
Right. Don't buy yet. I'm not done my pitch.
I'm not done yet. Don't buy yet, right? Yeah, it's good.
Recognize, isn't that crazy or what?
Recognize the buying signals.
Totally crazy.
So, go ahead, sir.
I want to make sure that salespeople are prepared for the new sale. And if they're not prepared for the new sale, they're going to wonder why they're losing sales business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our society right now is 24/7 responsive. You buy things, and I'm just going to take a wild guess. You buy things online after 10 o'clock at night.
Absolutely. Amazon one click is very easy.
Right. Everyone does.
Yeah.
And so you have to put yourself in a position where I'm not going to say you're going to compete against Amazon, although many people are right now finding themselves. I sell washing machines and Amazon can sell it cheaper than I can. I sell postage meters and Amazon can sell them cheaper than I can. I sell books and Amazon. I sell toys. Amazon is the new competitor in the world. But if you're local and you're small and you're responsive and you provide value, you put things together, you deliver things personally, you can get your full price. But if you're big and you're trying to compete with Amazon, it's only Walmart. Maybe Macy's in the future, but those are the only two that have a shot at it.
So you're saying to salespeople that the unique competitive advantage for them is to differentiate themselves by truly caring about the customer, coming in
and
asking them questions.
And doing things to take away bullshit from a customer.
Yep.
I don't want to put things together. I want the sales guy to be there when the delivery is made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm there. It's not like FedEx or signing for a box. I'm there.
Yeah.
And that's the value. The value is the person and the personal touch that's involved in the selling process. And especially where you are, you're in the land where people actually care about each other. Families still live together. That's why they weather the cold. Otherwise, they'd live in Florida. So you live in Rochester. You're born in Rochester. You're raised in Rochester. And you stay in Rochester with your family. And it becomes a service-oriented community. That's how it works, and that's how it wins.
Yeah. So you're touching on some like modern things that salespeople should be doing, establishing their own online presence, and not relying on the company to do it for them, but your own online, whether that's LinkedIn,
right.
Facebook, whether it's your newsletter.
That is 100% true.
Your own website, have your name as a website, produce your own newsletter for your customers.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So
otherwise, you don't set yourself apart in the marketplace. You become looking like everybody else. So I'm a rep from so-and-so, so-and-so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are buying you. You know, I mean, how many payroll companies are there that kind of are all the same, you know, commodity type of thing? I'm going to buy a rep that I know that's going to take care of me. And then I call, he or she answers and shows up and takes care of my problem.
That's correct.
Yep. I mean, I do business with a local bank because, if I'm doing business with a bigger bank, the national bank, I'm a number, right?
I do business with a community bank.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
And you know, I know my name.
I know the president. I can call him and say, hey, what's going on? And he'll return my call. And that's why I do business with them.
I invite people over for breakfast. And that's the best way of getting to know somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right to your
house.
And
they come over to my place and we have pancakes for breakfast. I have my financial planning guy who's been my friend for more than 20 years. I had him over for breakfast this morning.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, we talked about what do I got to do? How's this working? What's the trend? I'm completely up to date. So before you at 9 o'clock in the morning, I've already gotten a lesson, made some money, and I'm a happy guy.
Yeah. What has this is something that's old school, and it makes me think. So when I started in sales, it was like, welcome to the radio station. I sold radio ads. Here's a desk, a phone book, a Rolodex, and just really go out with a sales rep for the day, learn the business, and you're on your own. Mm-hmm. And so those are my tools of the trade, right? A car to hit the road, a desk, a phone, and a Rolodex. Now today, we're consumed with technology. What has remained the same in your mind?
Face-to-face has remained the same. Doing things in terms of the customer has remained the same. Coming up with ideas instead of giving a sales pitch remains the same. Asking emotional-based questions remains the same. And building some kind of a long-term relationship that's good enough to earn a referral has remained the same. Now, there's all kinds of different ways that salespeople are looking at it right now. They want to know the fastest way, the easiest way, the best way to make a sale. And the fastest, easiest way is to do it traditionally. It still works and it always will.
And it makes you stand out, right?
Well, I think that it makes you, yeah, you're correct. It makes you stand out, but it makes you be perceived as a person of value rather than a salesperson.
Yep.
You have to go the extra mile or you will leave your sale somewhere between where you stopped and the extra mile's end.
You know, you're going to appreciate this because I'm proving that I'm a student of yours through the years. But years ago, I read in the Business Journal, you wrote a column about writing handwritten thank you cards. Mm-hmm. And you said, why do that? And then your answer was, because no one else is. Right?
Right.
No one does it anymore. And I write a handwritten card on my own, Dave Mamano stationery, and mm-hmm. I don't say thank you for the order because that's serving me. I say thank you for the opportunity to help you because mm-hmm. now it's customer focused. But I actually try to write a letter every day to somebody that affected my life, somebody, customer, vendor, somebody in my life. And let me tell you something. There's 260-ish weekdays a year. And I'm probably writing about 200, handwritten notes a year. And I can't tell you how many times, oh my God, Dave, I got your note. Or go in someone's office, they have it up. They've saved it, right?
Of course.
And
people can't throw away something that's handwritten. It's almost impossible.
Yep. Yeah. And then I have my picture on my business card and hopefully they don't want to throw that away either.
Yeah, I shred them. But let me just share with you this. After 5 years, you've written 1,000 letters. That's impact.
Yep. The compound.
You
effect,
develop
right?
a reputation for being a letter writer, for being an emotional communicator. It's powerful. Very powerful.
I love it. Hey, Jeffrey, we're going to take one more quick break and we'll be right back.
I'll be standing by.
Join Victor's own David Mamano weekdays noon to 1 for the Avanti Entrepreneur Radio Show on 1310 WOKR.
Hi, Dave Mamano here, host of the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I'm here to tell you about a gem that we have here in Rochester, a gem that allows men to look impeccably dressed while not having to spend a fortune. The place is called Incognito Menswear, located right here in Penfield. They have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed quality menswear, as well as a great selection of new, up-to-date fashion items from jeans to modern fit suits. Another benefit of Incognito is that you can trade up. This means that you can trade up your own pre-enjoyed clothing and upgrade your wardrobe on the spot. So not only are their prices already amazing, you can save even more with their unique trade-up offers. Incognito is an amazing local company conveniently located at the Four Corners in Penfield. And get this, during November, they are offering a free pair of Enzo jeans, incredibly fitting and updated designer jeans in a number of colors with any sport coat purchase. These jeans are normally $99. It's a great time to check out Incognito Menswear and Tuck Shop.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. 800-219-8332. That's 800-219-8332.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive. But it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call could save you thousands of dollars. We have great rates for smokers, too, or if you have health problems. Providing for today is good, but it's not enough if you die prematurely. Call the Term Lifeline today for a free quote. Protect your family and see if you could save up to 70%.
800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. 800-430-1481. That's 800-430-1481.
Serving Canandaigua and Rochester's East Side. 1310 WOKR.
Okay, we are back with the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. I am Dave Mamano, your host. I'm interviewing the king of sales today, the king of sales, Jeffrey Gittimer, who's been doing sales since the early 70s and started writing articles. When your first column appeared, 92, you said?
Yep, March 23rd, 1992, Charlotte Business Journal. And on March the 23rd, 1992, someone called me from my bio, and I went down to their business, and I got a $1,000 retainer check. So literally the first day that my column appeared in the paper, I made a grand.
Wow. Just because they saw that.
Yeah. I brought the check back to the Business Journal to my publisher, and I threw it on his desk, and I just said, thanks.
Right. Beautiful. So you really attribute, obviously, keeping on top of sales and being an excellent salesperson through hard work and some natural talent, we'll say, but also combining that with skills and hard work learning. But am I safe to say that a lot of your success is based on your writing?
Yes. Every penny that I've made since March the 23rd, 1992, every penny, I can trace back to something that I wrote.
Yeah. Now, do you have any writing, did you go to school or is it just coming from the heart? Just coming from the
heart? Well, my parents were smart. That made me smart. Mm-hmm. And then it's determined how you take advantage of that. My dad was a very succinct writer. And I would read his stuff and I go, man, this is really good because there's no extra words in there.
Yeah.
So I learned to write literally from my family. And then when I started to write for the Business Journal, the editor, Joanne Skoog, would edit my column every week with a blue line pencil. And I would request it at the end of the week. And I would look at her blue line every week for 3 years. And that taught me word placement and what was superfluous. You look behind the comma. Can you delete the whole thing? No, don't use adverbs. All the little tricks of writing that an editor can give you, I studied hers. Most people don't study. They grumble.
Yeah. So that was your that was your writing school.
Yeah. I went to writing school by writing.
Yep.
I've been very fortunate. I've been published all over the world. I've had, you know, articles in Time magazine about me or whatever. But the real challenge is doing it daily. Having some kind of daily discipline, like I wake up and I'm looking to write.
So you still write every day?
Yeah. Well, now you can do it through Twitter.
Yep.
I got to show you this. Let me see here. I'm on my little computer thing here. Last night, I tweeted late at night, which I normally don't do. Let me see if I can find it. We already got a bunch of stuff here. Challenge. No. Oh, come on, man. Let me see if I can find this one, which I really did well. I've become the best.
Yep. Well, in the meantime, I'll just talk about some of your books here. 94, you had the the Sales Bible, right? That was your first big book, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That was huge. And then 98, Customer Satisfaction is Worthless, Customer Loyalty is Priceless.
Yep, second book.
That was like a huge bestseller.
Still in print. Still in print. In fact, somebody just ordered 10 this morning.
Oh, right through you.
Yeah.
Love it, love it.
Okay, so let me give you the tweet. 9:30 at night, I tweeted, the customer is not buying what's behind you, your product. They're buying who's in front of them, you.
Oh, that's great.
I got 39 retweets and 60 likes.
Less than 12 hours, right?
Yeah, it's the worst time to tweet.
But overnight.
Boom.
Yep.
I mean, just boom.
That's
so
great.
I felt very good. And it just occurred to me, you know, it was part of the conversation I was having with my girlfriend, Jennifer. And I said, wait a minute, I got to tweet that. So I got to tweet that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that preserves what I've written.
That's great.
Once you write it, you preserve it. Otherwise, you lose it.
Yeah, it's there for the ages.
So I've learned how to capture that, and I capture it in a moment because most people will get an idea, let it sit for an hour, and then forget it.
Yeah.
What was that thing I just said? No, I immediately text myself.
Yeah.
I texted myself this morning in my conversation with my financial planner. He's a brilliant guy, mm-hmm. and we were just, you know, talking about the world. So I text stuff to myself.
You know, I just did that last night. It's funny you say that. I had this quote popped in my head. And I texted it because I want to do something with it. And mm-hmm. it says, in order to get more value in your life, you have to be more valuable to others first. You like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's good sales, right?
Yeah, terrific. So I'm going to tweet something while we're here on the air.
Okay.
Pretty cool. I said to we were talking about caring, and I tend to show up for funerals from people that are very close to me. I think it's a real important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And my agent, you know, my financial planner guy, we're talking about exactly the same thing. So my quote, I said, you know what, Walter? I said, telling people that you care means nothing until you show up. That shows you care.
Yeah. By your actions, not your words.
Yep.
That's great.
That shows you care. So I'll tweet that when I'm done my call with you.
Excellent. Thank you. And I'll retweet it right away.
Okay, cool. But listen, in the meantime, salespeople are just not doing the obvious.
Yeah.
I haven't said one thing in the last 45 minutes that's earth shattering.
The basics. It's the, you know, it's the layups, right?
But it is with the fundamentals. It's fundamentally sound. It works. And most people are trying to do fancy things when all you have to do is shoot layups.
Yep.
Yeah. Give me a guy that can make 100% of his layups. That's a guy that I'll take.
Right.
Although I would also take Steph Curry. or LeBron. But the challenge for most people is they don't shoot layups.
Yep.
They're trying to wring their hands over a subject line. What should I put in the subject to make sure the guy opens it up?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Why don't you call him?
Right. Exactly. Pick up the damn phone.
Yeah. But Jeffrey, you know, another sales technique that I've seen you use and I use it is humor to make yourself stand out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. In chapter 8 in the Little Red Book of Selling says, if you can make them laugh, you can make them buy.
Mm-hmm.
I have been honored somehow to have been raised in a family where humor played a major part. And we were always making people laugh. We're always saying funny things, whether it was at the dinner table or did things that seemed ridiculous at the time. But when you look back over your shoulder, it was funny as hell. If we had bad manners at the table, my mom used to make me eat in the bathroom.
Oh, jeez.
One night, me and my brother were both in the bathroom eating.
I hope it was a bigger bathroom, you know?
Yeah, thank goodness. But retrospectively, it was funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or you could gripe about it.
Right.
I don't gripe about anything. I just, you know, yeah. you start to laugh about things to a point where it's fun.
Yep.
And I find fun in everything. I find humor in everything. And I seek people who find humor in everything. If you're too angry about something, you have a real problem. People are still angry about the election. People are still angry about the economy. People are still angry about getting laid off at their job or getting fired from their job. Like, dude, it's an opportunity. Every time you're fired, you can find something better than you ever found before. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, and I think it makes you, once again, it stands out. It adds some levity to the situation. Just earlier this week, there are two women that I'm trying to sell some sponsorships to for an event I have coming up. And they were excited and they just stopped getting back to me. Right. So it's been like a month of unreturned phone calls and emails.
I hate that.
So what I did is I Googled the word crickets and I saved the picture and then I emailed the both of them. And that's all I put in the email was that picture of crickets because that's what I'm hearing. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they responded right away. They're like, David, that is hilarious. We're so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Traveling. Let's get together next week. Just with a simple picture. And instead of being like, you know, I thought you were excited.
I've been calling you for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Da-da-da.
Exactly.
So, Jeffrey, before we go, there's a lot of our listeners here are running businesses. And so, obviously, they're most likely good salespeople, but they're also entrepreneurs running businesses, which you are too. And, you have a team. You've obviously realized what you do well, what you don't do well. What are some of the tips that you can give our, I'll say, you know, beginning to middle stage business owners to continue to grow and expand without being totally consumed and eaten by the business?
First of all, the way you approach the business is going to determine what the outcome will be. I don't have a team of people. I have a family. And I treat everyone as though they were family, which includes living benefits like memberships at a health club or things that they can use rather than things that they have to wait to die for. I pay for everyone's health insurance because that's what I would do for my family. And I want to make sure that they feel good about their environment and feel good about their boss, that their boss sets a solid example for them and sets the standard for the industry that they can live by and live with. So I want them to have a pride of working here. That's huge. Engage everybody every day if I possibly can. I want to make sure that they feel valued for working here. I love my business and I want them to love my business. So that makes it a heck of a lot easier for me. And I try to pick the best human beings that I can find that can provide value to our customers through their work. So it's not a matter of I'm not a person who looks to be diverse other than best. I want best. I don't care who they are. You know, I'm from a minority religion, big deal. I don't care who works here as long as they are the best at what they do, period. So if you hire the best, you're going to be proud of your people, of your family. You can call them a team if you want to. But there's a secret that's missing. By the way, if you own the book, The Secret, you might want to burn it. It's not really going to help you. Or open up to the last two pages and say, work hard.
Right.
That's the real secret. But I treat the people in the company better than I treat customers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's missing from good to great. I'm actually writing a book called From Shit to Great because you're not that good.
Are you really?
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Publishers already got it rolling. I mean, it's pretty, it'll be pretty cool. Might get sued, but who cares?
Well, you know, you can always, ampersand or something in the word shit.
No, you don't do that anymore. If they drop F-bombs on title to books anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in Amazon, the Amazon bookstore in New York City, 6 books have the F-bomb in their title.
Oh, okay.
6.
We've come a long way, baby.
Face out. They put the asterisk in there, but you know, my subtitle would be, do you want to buy a vowel?
Right. Hey, you've really thought this through. I like that.
Exactly. All right. So I got to go. I'm very happy to be with you and looking forward to reappearing at some point in time in Rochester, maybe going to the bakery that I love there so much.
We're going to, we're going to get you to Rochester. We'll invite people from Buffalo, Syracuse, upstate New York. Anybody can come.
Binghamton. I want somebody from Cooperstown to show up.
Utica. All over the
place. Exactly.
Hey, before you go, Jeffrey, if people do want to get in touch with you, what is the best way?
Well, listen to our podcast, Sell or Die, and you can find that on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the easiest place to go. The GittimerLearningAcademy.com, all one word, is the best place to go find our stuff. Or just go to my website, Gittimer.com, GITOMER.com. That's the easiest way to do it. Subscribe to my newsletter. It's free, Sales Caffeine. But everything that's on the website will lead you to where you got to go.
Excellent. Jeffrey, thank you so much. Really honored to have you on the show. Totally appreciate it. And I wish you the best of luck. And once again, looking forward to getting to come to Rochester.
My pleasure, David. You take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Yep. Thanks, Jeffrey. And thanks for everyone listening to the Avanti Entrepreneur Show. If you or someone want to be considered to be on the show, please send me an email at david@davidmamano.com. Make sure to check us out on the web at davidmamano.com and avantientrepreneurgroup.com. Make it a great day and stay awesome.
Something new in talk radio. 1310 WOKR.